This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Do you believe that losing a pet can be more or equally as painful as the death of a loved one? I want you to think about that very closely. That losing, say for instance, a dog or a cat, I presume that's what we're talking about here because they are the pets that we are closest to. Do you believe that when a pet dog or a pet cat dies, that it can be equally or more painful than the death of a family member? The reason I'm asking that question is a post which has gone viral in the last 24 hours and it's upset an awful lot of people. Is a pet lover who has posted on a pet website basically saying that losing a dog is more painful than the death of a loved one. And I'm going to read out parts of the article for you. And I have to say, when I read it, I was quite annoyed by it because I find, as someone who's lost a pet and lost family members, I don't think you compared the two. I think it's very insulting to say that it's as painful losing a dog as it is losing an uncle or an auntie or a father or even a child. Society has conditioned us to feel ashamed of such emotions, but research suggests that we are more than justified when we deeply mourn the loss of a dog or a cat. For many people, the death of a pet is comparable in almost every way to the loss of a loved one. There's even research to back it up, says this report. Pet owners are made to feel that their grief is dramatic, excessive and even shameful. Get over it. It was only a dog. It was only a cat. However, the death of a pet means the loss of a source of unconditional love and a devoted companion. So yes, it hurts. Sometimes even more than the death of a friend or a family member. Now, when I was reading that online earlier on today, it was that line that really, really annoyed me and got to me. It hurts sometimes even more than the death of a friend or a family member. I find that quite insulting, I have to say. And I want to know if you agree with me. I find it very insulting as someone who has lost people very, very close to me. So I'm on both sides. I've lost a pet. I lost a pet that was very, very dear to me and very, very close to me. And I've also lost family members. And to say that you could compare the two is absolutely shameful, in my opinion. I think it's absolutely disgraceful. You cannot compare. And yes, we all love our pets, we all love our dogs, and we all love our cats, and we're very attached to them. But I'm sorry, when you lose your dog or your cat, you can go out and get a second one. Sure, it's not going to be the same as the one you loved, but you can replace them. You cannot replace a parent. You cannot replace a child. You cannot replace an auntie that you have loved and known all your life. Your average pet, your average dog is only on the earth for 16 years. So can you compare it? Let me just read out the key lines for this again that are annoying people. Pet owners are made to feel that their grief is dramatic, excessive or shameful. The death of a pet means the loss of unconditional love, a devoted companion. So yes, it hurts. Sometimes even more than the death of a friend or family member. I'd love to hear from you. 6797981 on the phone or text or WhatsApp 0877989898. Let me go to Peter. How are you, Peter? It's very rare that I get cheesed off over stuff like that, but I was quite annoyed when I read it. How do you feel about it? Do you believe?
Yeah, look, I can see where you're coming from. You know, it's not the same. You can't compare the loss of a person to a loss of a pet. However, there are people out there that are very connected to their animals that mightn't have family around, you know, so they would feel the grief differently, in my opinion.
Okay, you're talking about maybe someone elderly who doesn't have anybody in their life. And
exactly. That's the only place where I could see that their grief would feel like a loss, similar to the loss of a human being, you know. That's where I would be on that. You know, for me, I dread the day. You know, I dread the day that any of my pets pass away, you know, but
Peter, with the greatest respect, you will get over it in time. You never get over the death of a family member.
It's not that I get over it. I wouldn't forget the pet, you know what I mean? It's whereas the death of a family member is deeper. You know what I'm saying? It is a deeper loss, I think personally, than the loss of a pet. Like, but would I ever get over the loss of my first pet? No, I don't think so. But you know, it's a different type of grief. You know what
no,
I mean?
I really don't think you could compare the two. Do me a favour and stay there for a second, please, Peter. Fiona, how are you?
Hi, Grant. How are you?
Now, you kind of agree with this article saying that it can be just as painful, even sometimes more painful than losing a family member.
Yeah, definitely. I think it depends on the situation, obviously, what kind of pet and what kind of family member and stuff. But yeah, I've lost so many pets out, and I've lost a lot of family members too. And some of the pets have been also so much more difficult.
But you can replace a pet. You can replace a dog and you can replace a cat.
Yeah, you can place a dog and a cat, but they're not going to have the same personality, or they're not going to mean the same to you. You're not going to have the same experience with them. Just the same with the person.
Okay, well, can I ask you a personal question? Who's the closest person that you've lost?
My dad, a brother, grandparents that I've lived with.
Oh my God, so you've had it hard. You've had a lot of loss in
your
massive
life. Yeah, yeah, no, I could ream off.
Oh my God. And when did you lose your brother, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, he was my half-brother. It was about 3 years ago. 3 years ago now, yeah.
Now, I know what it's like to lose a very close family member. Surely you couldn't compare the loss and the grief that you went through when you lost your brother to a dog or a cat.
Yeah, no, I could. Yeah,
what?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Because they're there for you every day. Every time you walk in the door, they're there for you. They're totally, they have no maliciousness, or they can never do anything to hurt you. They
yeah, but Fiona, you lost your brother. Do you not see how?
Oh, I was devastated about that. Absolutely devastated. But grief is grief, and you can't help how you feel.
But do you not see how I would hate for if I passed away tomorrow, that my sister will be on a radio show saying, "Well, I lost my brother a few years ago, but I lost my dog as well, and it was equally the same." I just need you to help me understand how. And your father as well. I'm not even getting into that at the moment, that you lost your father as well. And yes, you grieved the same for a pet.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I've lost, I had to put down my pony that I had. I've had him for, I got him when I was 11, so that's 14 years. So that was in January, and I still cry about this. He was like my teammate. He worked with me. It was literally like having a teammate on the sports team. And I was devastated. I'm still devastated.
I get all that, Fiona. I really do. As I said, I'm very close to my pets, and we lost a pet a couple of years ago. But at the end of the day, we have to differentiate. It's not a human. You lost, and I don't know what your relationship was like with your brother, and I don't know what your relationship was like with your father, but I assume that you were quite close to both of them. You lost two people that were very, very close to you. Were they in tragic circumstances that you lost them?
My half-brother was a suicide, and my dad was a heart attack. He had loads of heart problems from...
Oh, my God. So in both cases, death is always tragic. In suicide, I think it's even more so tragic. And the same with your father's situation, that you didn't get to say goodbye to either of them because it was a sudden death.
Yeah.
I mean, and especially your brother's situation, I'm just at a loss to understand how you can compare losing your brother to suicide to losing a dog, an animal.
Yeah, well, like, say my brother, for an example, I hadn't spoken to him in a good few years. Like, when my dad died, because my dad had, he was married previously to my mum, so that part of my family didn't take that very well with the divorce and stuff. So there was someone that left me and didn't speak to me for years.
Okay, okay, yeah, okay.
So
I can.
But their dog is totally different.
Okay, so your dog was always around for you. Your father wasn't.
Oh no, my father was, but my brother wasn't.
Oh, so your brother wasn't, but still, you lost him under very tragic circumstances. And what was it? 3 years ago, was it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was horrible. Yeah, it was horrible. But
comparable to a dog.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, it's not my place to tell you how you should feel about something. That's not my job. It's not my business. I'm just here to hear stories. You know what I mean? It's not. And as someone just texted, how dare you tell people how to feel? I'm not telling you how to feel, Fiona. I hope you don't take me the wrong way. I'm not telling you how to feel. I'm just trying to understand. And I know a lot of people would be quite angry listening to you saying that you were as cut up about a pet dying as about your half-brother losing him to suicide. And surely you can understand that.
I can, but you can't help how you feel. It's just being honest. Do you know that kind of way? I don't kind of choose to, like, it's not malicious. I don't kind of go, oh, well, you know, my dog was so much more important or blah. I'm not putting any kind of, it's not logical, if you know what I mean. It's just how you feel.
Okay, so maybe in the situation with your half-brother, it was the closeness of your relationship with him, and maybe had you been a bit closer, maybe you would feel about it differently?
Yeah, no, saying that, like, I lost my granddad, who I was very, very close to, and he lived with us for 4 years, so that was another kind of male figure that I was extremely close to, and I cried just as much about some of my pets as him, like...
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Fiona. 6797981 is our telephone number. This is fascinating. And as I said, I want to read out that message again that was given out to me. How dare you tell people how to feel? If somebody feels closer to a pet than a family member that they haven't seen in 20 years, who are you to say what they should feel? Some people are closer to their pets than people. Each to their own, says a very angry Alan. Alan, I agree with you. It's not my place to tell people how they should feel. But I've every right to question someone like Fiona, who felt as sad about losing a dog as losing a brother. I've every right to question that. So get over yourself, Alan. Seriously. Let me go to Aisling. How are you, Aisling? You're on 98FM.
Hello. How are you, Jeremy? Yeah, I have to admit, I agree with your last caller. I fell apart when my cat died. And I know I could get another cat, but it's not the same thing. And I was a month crying over my cat.
So you were crying for months.
For a month, yeah, on and off, yeah. It's awful. Every time I lost a pet when I was younger, when I was growing up, yeah, I was fall to pieces. And I lost my father, who I was very close to. And it's a different kind of. It's a different. People understand. When you lose a parent and you talk to them and they understand the grief, but when you lose an animal, people don't understand. They really don't.
And I think that's what this article was saying, is that society has conditioned us to feel ashamed. And you know what? I'm actually shocked that we have people like yourself, and I'm delighted that we do, people like yourself and Fiona, who are not ashamed to say... Well, you said it in your own words that you cried for months after losing your cat. And I know there's cynical people listening to this show now laughing their head off and saying...
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. And I got another cat. I always say to myself, I'm never going to get another animal. And I end up finding another stray, another lost soul on the... Because I have a soft spot for cats. I fall apart every time they die.
But this isn't about that as much as comparing it to the death of a loved one. Have you ever lost a loved one?
Yeah, I lost my father. I lost my father and grandparents who I was very close to. But you see, it's a different kind of grief, because you can talk to people. When you lose your father, you can talk to your friends and they understand that you're grieving, whatever. But when you lose an animal, people don't understand. So therefore, it hits
you a lot
harder.
Hang on a second. People do understand, actually. Everybody has had a pet. I've lost a parent and I've lost two pets that were very close to me. So I can get both sides, okay?
Well, I find people don't understand.
I don't understand. That's the thing. I was upset when our cat died, but not as upset as I was when one of my parents died.
Yeah, I have to say now, I cried for a month, 2 months, when my pet died.
Well, stay there for a second, because Gillian, how are you?
Hi, Jeremy, hi.
I think it's fascinating to talk about this, and I know a lot of people don't like talking about death sometimes because it's so morbid, but this is something that has affected everybody. And you lost your dog when?
2 months ago.
2 months ago, and I believe the guys on the Switch tell me that you're still cut up about it.
Very much so. It's very raw still. Very much early days. He was a huge part of my life, an absolutely huge part of my life. He always will be. He's not here now. He's deep in within me, and it's very hard to accept that he's not here.
My God, it sounds like you were very, very close.
Yeah, you were. We are.
And two months have passed, and this.
It feels like 2 minutes.
I can hear
It's very hard. People, you know, I have been listening to your show. I'm glad that you have brought it up. I wasn't going to talk about it.
I know the guys told me you were quite upset.
I just wanted to listen to what people were saying, but from listening to, I think her name was Fiona, I could just relate to what she was saying, and I felt it's important that, you know, just not everybody gets it, but just to give, I'd like to just give my perspective.
I know, it sounds like it's, and I don't mean to be offensive to people who have lost children, because burying a child is one, the worst thing you can possibly have to do, but it sounds like you've lost a child.
Well, yeah, that's what it feels like. I have never lost a child, but I have one child. She's an adult now. But it would be on a par.
Can you? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be disrespectful here, Gillian, but you're saying that, you know, you lost your dog, and I can hear the sadness in your voice. And you're saying that it'd be on a par to losing a child. Well, I know there are people listening to the show now who have lost children. Yeah. And they will be screaming at the radio saying...
I know. What I said was, I would imagine... I can't actually imagine this. And I don't mean any disrespect to anybody who... My sister lost a child. And that was 40 years ago. And she's still suffering from it. She still really misses him. So I don't mean any disrespect to anyone. And maybe I shouldn't have worded it that way. But to me... I would think, because I've never lost a child, but I don't see how I could grieve anymore, how it would be any different. So do you lie
in bed crying at night?
Yeah, every night.
Crying yourself to sleep?
I have. I had him cremated by the most wonderful company, who provided the most amazing service.
I know the company you're talking about. I use them myself, or have used them myself.
Just amazing. So, you know, I have his ashes are in a beautiful urn, a solid brass urn with his paw print on it, and a candle in the top. And it comes up to bed with me at night.
Gillian,
and during the day it comes down into the lounge, because they were his two favourite places. So he's with me.
Gillian, I'm sorry for cutting across you there, because I know it's not easy to spill your guts to someone on the radio, but I'm literally out of time on this, and it is something we might come back to tomorrow. Gillian, I appreciate you taking the courage to talk to us.
Thank you.
Thanks. And Fiona as well, and lots of calls that we didn't get to go to. It's a fascinating conversation. I know a lot of you are upset and annoyed with the callers comparing it to losing a child, but that's how they feel about it, and who are we to tell them how they feel? Thank you very much for all your calls, comments and texts. It's 98FM's Dublin Talks.
This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.